What began as the president's solemn tribute to veterans soon shifted towards remarks about the ongoing federal shutdown, and at times about honoring those who serve him.
I want to thank Secretary Doug Collins, who's outstanding, just done a fantastic job for the veterans. We have also Secretary of War. We like the sound of that better than the other. Secretary Pete Hegseth. Pete, thank you very much. Our great Attorney General, Pam Bondi. Pam. Secretary Doug Burgum. Doug, thank you.
Before the president laid a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier at the Arlington National Cemetery, he made a surprise announcement, declaring that the holiday would be renamed.
That we are now going to be saying and calling Victory Day for World War I. Victory Day, you know, I was recently at an event and I saw France was celebrating Victory Day, but we didn't. And I saw France was celebrating another Victory Day for World War II. And other countries were celebrating. They were all celebrating. We're the one that won the wars. And I said, from now on, we're going to say Victory Day for World War I and World War II. And we could do for plenty of other wars, but we'll start with those two.
The announcement to change the name of Veterans Day to Victory Day was widely criticized as tone deaf. Among those speaking out is one of Northern California's oldest living veterans, a World War II staff sergeant with the 101st Airborne Division.
Do the best I can. I give them all I could.
That was George K. Mullins, a 100-year-old veteran.
Yeah, and I'm 2 years older than dirt.
The centenarian veteran was far from amused by the president's remarks. He says he sees alarming similarities between the regime he fought against in the 1940s and what he's witnessing today in America.
Oh my goodness. I think American people should get an education about voting for a dictator. I'm at war with the dictators, I'll tell you. I don't believe in them. I put one down.
In 1944, George Mullins landed on Utah Beach and took part in key battles, including the liberation of Carrington, a place he still visits when he can. He fought in every campaign of the 327th Glider Infantry Regiment, earning a Purple Heart for wounds sustained in 1944. Mullins later served with the 101st Airborne Division during the Battle of the Bulge and continued into Germany, eventually crossing into Austria and reaching Hitler's Eagle Nest in Berchtesgaden. He says he fought in those battles to stand up against governments that threaten freedom, something he worries may be under attack in America.
Sure, there's not much difference. He reads them the books that Hitler put out, so he just thought he'd follow it. He's been that way all the way. He's got those Isaac people, that's the same as the Gestapo. There's no difference in them. They mistreat people, dragging them across the street with their hair. And I didn't go to war for that. I thought I was going to come home and it'd be more freedom. And freedom, hell, what would happen to the freedom to many thousands of people?
Particularly upsetting for the veteran, he says, are the actions of Immigration and Customs Enforcement against working people and families.
And the Constitution says, I believe, as far as I know, it says you're supposed to be tried in court before you get thrown in jail. Is that right? So it's not happened that way. It's been thousands of people drug out of here, real nice people trying to make a living for their families, all they're doing. So they split families up They don't know where, who's, or half the kids are somewhere else, and it's not right. Now he's got him and his cronies. They're just like he is, and they're running the country. It's just way, exactly what Hitler did.
Sergeant Mullins is among fewer than half of 1% of the roughly 16.5 million Americans who served in World War II, still alive today. For Veterans Day, while he appreciates people honoring his service, he says what matters most is celebrating democracy by preserving it.
I don't give up just because something's not right out there. I didn't give up in the, over there, but sometimes I would, I felt like I would be better off if I was a prisoner instead of those bullets and 88s, they call them, if you know what an 88 is, raining down on a day after day.
In closing, the World War II staff sergeant says the key to fighting fascism, then and now, begins with self-care.
Your health, well, if you don't have good health, you don't have it. You don't have it. You can't think straight. You can't work good. You can't do anything. You don't have good health.
You can learn more about George Mullins and his journey from war to peace in his 2023 memoir, Foxhole, a 263-page reflection of his life and service. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.